And now West Georgia's first news for this Thursday from the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Georgia House on Wednesday unanimously approving Senate Bill number 424 that would split the five-county Coweta Judicial Circuit into two smaller circuits. Assuming it gets the official signature from Governor Brian Kemp, the legislation will create the new West Georgia District beginning next year, which would include only Carroll and Hurd counties, while Coweta, Meriwether, and Troop would remain in the Coweta Judicial Circuit. Carrollton City Council on Thursday reviewing and expected to vote on a new master plan for the downtown area. In 2023, the City of Carrollton engaged with the Carl Vinson Institute of Government to complete an updated downtown master plan through public engagement and community input. Within the 318-page document is a proposal to add crossing quads to enhance pedestrian safety on Adamson Square. Another design option for Adamson Square relocates parking in each quadrant to transform Adamson Square into four inviting public plazas. Each of these plazas spaces would offer over 40 feet of paved pedestrian space for outdoor dining, flexible seating, and diverse programming. This concept incorporates 34 on-street parking spaces to balance the need for convenient accessibility with the desire for expanded pedestrian space. Design options also show shrubbery and trees being added to new traffic islands, which would separate the travel lanes. The master plan also includes the suggestion of adding visually clear signage to improve access to downtown parking and rear parking areas, and transforming Johnson Avenue to enhance walkability on downtown side streets. Meanwhile, Carrollton City Manager David Brooks this week telling WLBB Radio that the City of Carrollton continues to be proactive in terms of protecting City Hall from outside cyber attacks, which more and more are posing a grave risk to the security of personal information. I reached out to Brooks after the Northern District of Georgia this week announced the sentencing of a 44-year-old Idaho man who was found guilty of purchasing access to the City of Noonan Police Department server on a darknet marketplace, then used the stolen credentials to hack into the city's computer systems and steal documents which included personal information of more than 14,000 people. Brooks telling me that city officials are not ones to say this won't happen to us, so we are being proactive and doing our best to protect our information. He said, "I worried about this when I was the principal at Carrollton High School, and now here." He says, "We're constantly trying to educate employees on phishing and other tactics used by hackers, and we are well aware of how many of these baited mails go out to our employees that are fake. Education is a priority." He says, "We currently have three IT professionals who work on upgrading our firewalls and networks and safely secure all of our information." Brooks did admit, though, "It is amazing what I've read these hackers can do to get into healthcare and government networks. We are trying to stay on the cutting edge as far as security, but it is becoming harder and harder, but it is a priority." I'm Colin Worthington reporting.